Buongiorno, buonasera, good day or good evening. Welcome back, bentornati a tutti. La lezione per oggi è numero 37. And today's lesson is number 37, and we are going over the commands or the imperative mood. L'imperativo, the imperative in Italian. The imperative is a form used to express action, it's a mood of action. It's used to command, persuade, exhort, or wish with the intent of getting a result. And the forms that pertain to the imperative mood are the two form, the singular familiar, the lei form, singular polite, the voi form, polite plural, and the noi form, which takes on the let's, or using in English would be let's, for example. We will go over some examples. You may want to write these down. So this is the first part of our lesson, so this will go on a couple of parts. We will use some verbs as an example because these command endings, these are the endings that correspond to different verbs, whether they are A-R-E verbs, E-R-E verbs, or the two types of I-R-E verbs that we learned in a previous lesson. So the verbs that we will be using, for example, for the A-R-E verbs are parlare, to speak. Vendere would be our E-R-E verb, vendere, to sell. Our I-R-E verb would be sentire, to feel, to listen, or to hear, sentire. And then finally, capire, to understand, capire. So let's go into our first one, the two form. This would be used for singular for a familiar person. So, for example, the first one would be parla tu. For example, you speak. Vendi tu la macchina. For example, you sell the car, as opposed to me selling the car. Capisci tu la storia. You understand the story. Senti tu la musica. You listen to the music, for example. Actually, I got those mixed up. So, senti tu would be the ending in I, and then capisci tu would be the second one corresponding to our text. The next one would be lei, for example, you, formal, the polite form. So parli lei, for example, you speak, you tell me what you want to say. Venda lei la casa, you sell the house. Senta lei, for example, you listen, you hear. That is used often to say, excuse me, if you are trying to ask someone for directions. You'll often hear someone say, senta, listen, for example, listen to me. And then capisca lei, you understand. Next one will be the voi form. Voi, notice there's no difference with the I-R-E verbs. So it would be parlate voi, you all speak. Vendete voi, you all sell. Sentite voi, or capite voi, would be the form for the examples of the voi form. Now, that is our first part for today. Come back next time for la seconda parte di lezione numero 37. Sono professore Lorenzo. Ciao, ciao.